How long will spurious Saudi Arabia survive? Saudi Arabia is celebrating with much fanfare what it calls its National Day in order to mislead the gullible Muslims abroad, whilst internally it is intensely hated by the overwhelming majority of its own people who question the legitimacy of the Al Saud regime. Stay with us for an interesting viewpoint column that appeared in Iran's English language newspaper Kayhan International. The piece was published on Monday, 24th of September. It was written by S. Nawabzadeh and it's titled, How Long Will Spurious Saudi Arabia Survive? Columnist S. Nawabzadeh pointed out, at a time when it is starving to death millions of Muslims in Yemen by its 3.5-year-old blockade of that country's land and marine borders, as well as airspace, in addition to having killed over 20,000 Yemeni men, women and children so far, the repressive Wahhabi minority regime of Saudi Arabia is celebrating with a 2-day holiday, what it calls its 86th National Day. It is mind-boggling how a spurious entity can call itself a nation, when the fact of the matter is that Saudi Arabia, which Britain created for the desert brigand of Najd, Abdulaziz Al Saud, is not a geographical area, neither is it a historical piece of territory, nor is it a culturally cohesive land, with people sharing the same set of beliefs, traditions or a common heritage, let alone political objectives. Over the past 2 days, millions, if not billions of dollars, of the looted oil wealth of the deprived people of the eastern regions of Saudi Arabia, who since the First World War are groaning under the boots of the Najdi occupiers, the 50-year lease-long lapse, have been squandered on fake festivities by the godfather of Takfiri terrorism, who shamelessly stars himself as custodian of the two holy shrines. Whom does the ruler of the regime think that they're deceiving when most of the world knows that in 1925, with British help, Abdulaziz Al Saud, who was of Jewish origin, had seized the land of revelation, the land of Hejaz, by massacring thousands of Muslims, including pilgrims, taking refuge at the Holy Kaaba in Mecca and the Holy Shrine of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, in the city of Medina. He then went on to desecrate and destroy the sacred cemeteries of Jannat al-Mu'alla in Mecca and Jannat al-Baghi in the city of Medina, where the monotheist forebearers and the blessed offspring of the Holy Prophet repose in eternal peace. The Kayhan International columnist said, Abdulaziz Al Saud continued to unleash rivers of Muslim blood as his hordes swept across the then mostly Shia Muslim resort of Taif and the Red Sea port of Jeddah. In 1934, again with British help, he occupied the northern Yemeni provinces of Najran, Asir and Jizan. History also bears testimony that London bestowed the fiefdom upon Abdulaziz Al Saud and named it Saudi Arabia in 1932, only after he gave a written pledge for implementation of the infamous Balfour Declaration for setting up a Jewish entity in Palestine, created just 16 years later in 1948 for the illegal Zionist migrants of Eastern Europe. In 1953, Abdulaziz Al Saud died, and since then, his sons, so far 7 of them, have ruled as the unelected and unrepresentative rulers of a country that lacks acute legitimacy as a nation. As a result, Saudi Arabia has always been jittery and apprehensive of the imminent collapse of the unnatural and rootless entity. The 1950s and the 1960s were scary for the Saudi clan, during the heyday of Gamal Abdel Nasser's nationalism in Egypt and the regular fall of Arab monarchies. The 1970s brought unaccounted wealth, and with it luxuries and lavish spending on pleasures because of the astronomical oil price rise in 1973, which ironically benefited the West, especially Washington, as tens of billions of petrodollars flowed back into US banks. In 2011, the wave of Islamic awakening and the collapse of the pro-Western regimes in Egypt, in Tunisia and Yemen again threatened the survival of Saudi Arabia. And a crafty regime in Riyadh, whilst pretending to support President Mohamed Morsi of Egypt, stabbed him in the back by overthrowing the Ikhwan al-Muslimin government through General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi's military coup d'etat. No empire or dynasty has ever survived, let alone spurious entities. This means the end is nigh on the horizon for both the Wahhabis in Saudi Arabia and their Zionist cousins in Israel, no matter what crimes against humanity they continue to commit, including involvement in the recent terrorist attack in the southwestern Iranian city of Ahwaz, which took place last Saturday.